Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Tuesday, April 7th, 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here.
Glad to have you with me. Also with me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello from lockdown London.
And glad to have you with me as well, Charlotte, from a respectable distance, of course. And Charlotte, I actually want to start with you.
Yes.
You have a piece that you've written up about App Store spending.
Yeah, there was some really interesting data that came out from the firm Sensor Tower. So, like, top line, they forecast that revenue from the Apple App Store is going to hit $115 billion in 2024, which is more money than I can imagine in my head. but the most interesting thing, actually, is that they said by that year, non-game revenue will have beaten that generated from games for the first time. And that's a really interesting shift, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder.
No, so yeah, it will have fallen to 49 game revenue. Will have fallen to 49% in 2024. So it's interesting on a few things. One, I don't think it's because people are playing less games.
No.
I think Apple will be really happy with those figures because it shows people are moving more towards services. I suspect some of them are Apple services and some of them are others. Mm-hmm. And actually, one of the things. You know, we don't always want to talk about it every show, but one of the things the coronavirus outbreak has shown us is the services that can be provided to help keep us in touch, to help keep us productive via via our phones and our apps. And so I think that's very interesting. And but in general, to be moving away from just pure people buying games and in-app purchases on games to a place where people are, you know, more comfortable buying subscription services, tools that cost a bit of money, I think is an interesting move, and I suspect one that will be very, very well greeted by Apple.
I hope so. I wonder if part of the game revenue is counted as more people playing arcade.
I wondered that. That's a very interesting question. So does the fact that people are playing Apple Arcade, and that's just one monthly subscription,
for all these games,
that they're spending less money on other games? I genuinely don't know the answer. I don't think the Sensor Tower broke it down that much, but it's a very interesting question.
Right, because percentage of money and percentage of time don't always match up, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So I was wondering about that. I think to me, and Andrew, I'd like to know your take on this. I was wondering if maybe part of that is maybe the race to the bottom in the App Store for mobile might be at an end, you know, like with more subscription services happening and people charging a little bit of actual money, you know, $5 or $10, which is not actual money, but, you know, on App Store terms is highway robbery, depending who you ask. And I'm sort of wondering if, kind of aloud, if maybe spending a little bit of money on that boring but useful thing might become more common in the next few years. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, my first thought was, I wonder if more and more apps move into, you know, their own subscriptions has something to do with this, because that means, you know, more revenue for both Apple and the developer.
That's true.
That's a very good, it's a very good point that it's not only Apple that benefits from this. That's a very good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the revenue number. I think if it turns out to be something subscription-y, then to me, that sounds pretty optimistic, you know, that people are going to continue to spend money in the App Store and they're not just sort of blowing it on games. Right, being able to buy other things.
Yeah, sorry, just a further bit of context on the whole picture. In total, the data suggested there would be 184 billion downloads across the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store.
Okay.
But 45 billion of those in 2024 will come via the App Store. Obviously, downloads from the Google Play Store for will always be significantly more because there are significantly more Android devices in the world.
Yep.
But, you know, 45 billion app downloads in 2024 is that's, you know, we always think the App Store is ubiquitous. This is pretty serious downloads. And it shows that actually, I think, you know, the App Store is still competing in its way with the Google Play Store. It's not that people are just going, oh, I've got an iPhone, I don't need anything else.
Yeah. Like, using it out of the box is fine, but virtually nobody's doing that anymore, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. And the people who are installing apps are installing more and buying more. So I think that's a very interesting number, and I'm very curious to see how it shakes out. So, you know, I guess we'll find out in 2024.
It's always... I think that's always been the overall big picture between the App Store and Google Play Store, is that by virtue of numbers, Google will always have more downloads. However, even though Apple has, you know, quote unquote, 45 billion downloads, Apple in the App Store has always generated more revenue.
Yeah, and that's absolutely right. So, as I said at the beginning, Apple App Store forecast 115 billion in 2024. On the Play Store, that's 56 billion. And that number absolutely underlines Andrew's point.
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting. I look forward to having both of you back in 2024 to find out if that number was accurate. For now, what I would like to talk about a little bit is a new feature in iOS 13 that we were told about, that we were very excited to see in betas, that then vanished, and has now returned just this month. So, Andrew, I would like for you to talk to us about iCloud folder sharing.
Yeah, like Kelly said, I don't remember at which point Apple pulled this feature back to work on it more. However, we do have folder and file sharing available if you have iOS 13.4. And, you know, there's also a macOS and iPadOS equivalent to that, of course. Now, it's pretty simple. You know, you just, on the Mac, for example, you right-click on iOS, you long-press an app or folder, or a file or folder, and then tap share, and then tap add people. And then this part is where you can kind of drill down a little bit. So when you tap add people, it gives you several options. For example, you can make it so that only people you directly share it to can have access to it, or you can make it a little bit more public and tap the option that says anyone with this link can access it. And there's also more changes when it comes to permission. So you can set it so that, you know, some people can edit the document, or maybe some people can just look at it. So it's nice to have that kind of control.
Definitely.
With individual documents, it gets kind of weird. Apple has a support page about this. So they say you can change the sharing options for folders, but you can't for individual documents. So a kind of a workaround to stop sharing or change the sharing option for a document is to drop it into a folder, then change the sharing options for that folder, and then take the document out. And then that's how you can, you know, stop sharing a folder or document. In the same process for the folder, just tap share, show people, remove them. And then for a document, you'll have to actually remove it from that folder. So it's kind of weird in that way. However, I would imagine this would work for all apps that support this. With iWork, Pages, Numbers, and Keynote, you can actually just do it a bit more automatically to have sharing options available. Just if you already have a shared folder, just drop a document from any of these iWork apps, and it will automatically, like I kind of said before, adopt the folder sharing permissions, and you just drag and drop, and it's pretty simple.
Yeah. So a little bit of gyration, but it's a thing that you can do. When I first heard that this was...
Gyration.
When I first heard that we were finally getting iCloud folder sharing, my first thought was that This might be very useful to people who maybe have stepped out of Dropbox a little bit because there's a lot of storage. it's gotten a lot more expensive to use Dropbox for some things. And so iCloud folder sharing. Yeah, iCloud folder sharing might be a good option there. And also, like, I know each of you had some ideas about how this might be useful. Charlotte, what did you think?
Yeah, sorry if you can hear some clicking. I'm just playing around with it now, actually. I was about to share a very exciting folder with you, Kelly.
I look forward to it.
No, I think there's a couple of things from what Andrew's saying. One, I can think of lots of use cases, particularly at the moment with lots of working from home. I can really see how if you're working in an organization that uses iCloud, this as a collaboration tool is excellent. It's so much better than pinging documents you're all working on together around by email and that kind of thing. So I can totally see how that works. That to me is the most obvious one. But also, if you have an archive of things that you wanted to share with your family, you're not doing the family plan on iCloud, also useful. Sharing some photos with a family member who's abroad. All those kind of nice things, as well as the business use cases, I think could be really good.
Excellent. And Andrew, how about you?
Yeah, what Charlotte mentioned, that is what first crossed my mind as well. So with iCloud, you have to move to the $3 a month, 200 gigabyte plan in order to have that storage shared with your family members. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to pay that, or maybe you only want to share certain things, then you can drill down with this and still be able to share content with people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
the other thing, and what I sort of wanted to ask Andrew about this, because you were describing the kind of clunkiness of sharing an individual folder. Sorry, file. That, this kind of seems like a bit of a missed trick. Now, am I on Dropbox, if I recall? I haven't actually had to use it for a while. But you can share quite simply an individual file, can't you, on Dropbox? You can create shared folders in the way you're describing iCloud, but you can also, I think, share individual files. And that, to me, in a way, I think Apple does need to sort that. And maybe as they see people are using this facility, maybe that will improve. It's, you know, I can't imagine it's a massive leap from being able to share a folder.
Yeah. I think maybe part of the reason that it's clunky is because that was the part that they were having trouble with permission-wise. So I just sort of,
again, make sense.
Thinking out loud, the difference between access to a folder and access to a file on the underlying pieces of the operating system might be the part that got complicated, and that might be why they had to pull it. So maybe as people use this and as it's out there in the world and stuff sort of gets refined, maybe that's a thing that we'll see in 13.5 or 13.4.2 or something. So I do want to underline, Andrew did say it's 13.4, so make sure that if you're not seeing any sort of these options, that you are updated to the latest version of iOS.
Yeah, and just by the way, it does work in iCloud on the web as well. That's what I was playing it on.
Oh, excellent.
During,
okay.
So if you... You it does work basically exactly the same way Andrew has described in iOS. You can create, there's a little person at the top, and that gets you to share options, and you can either copy a link to people or invite them by email. Actually, the good thing about doing by email, I've just discovered, is it actually knows your contact book as well. So I started typing Kelly into the email, and Kelly's email address came up.
Excellent.
And one more thing. So I'm sure this is common sense, but I want to make a note of it anyway. So this, of course, only works with files and folders in iCloud Drive. So I think it was iOS 11 or 12. Apple added this option in the Files app. It's called On My Device, you know, on my iPad, on my iPhone. That gives you more local storage, but you can't share content from that area, only from iCloud Drive.
iCloud Drive, okay. Excellent. Yes, do keep that in mind. I know more than one person who's had to untangle something because of that. Like, I didn't realize it was on my device, and that's why it's not working. Mm-hmm. Or I didn't realize it was in iCloud Drive instead of on my device, and that's why it's not doing what it should.
Where the hell is it? We all had that moment as well.
Yes. The panic of that is also alarming. Yeah. If you are using this, if you have something particularly clever that you're doing with it, we definitely want to know. And before we go today, just a quick PSA on something that Charlotte wrote up earlier today, which is that Apple is one of the organizations that's going to be teaming up to broadcast, I think it's a concert, sort of?
Yeah, it's going to be a concert. It's going to be like a big fundraising event, but it's called One World at Home, and it's obviously going to the WHO's World Health Organization's COVID-19 response charity. So it's going to be a whole thing. Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, and Stephen Colbert are hosting it. It was curated by Lady Gaga.
All right.
And yeah, Apple, Amazon, all the big networks. I've listed everything on the site where you can watch it, but
yeah,
basically it's everywhere. And Apple is one of the big tech companies involved in that.
Yeah, it sounds like it'll be cool. At least to me, it looked like a pretty interesting list of people.
Yeah, I mean, it's big names. It's Gaga, Stevie Wonder, Paul McCartney.
Yeah, that's right there. You know, that's quite a bunch of people that I would definitely check out. So definitely. And I did make mention of this yesterday. I'm going to mention it again today. If you enjoy watching people elsewhere present music to you, if you have not checked out D-Nice and Club Quarantine on Instagram, yes, I know about Facebook, but if you haven't checked out Club Quarantine on Instagram, it's a pretty fun thing to check out occasionally. So if you get a chance, go enjoy a dude playing some really nice records. So that's going to do it for us for today. I want to thank both of you for being here. Charlotte, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks so much for having me. Keep safe, everyone.
Yes. Andrew, thanks so much for being here. When we're done, go wash your hands.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And I'm Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. If you want to talk to us, you can do so by going to observations@macobserver.com in your email. You can leave us comments in the show notes, and you can talk to TMO Daily on Twitter. I'll talk to you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.